Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. There's a lot of sick talk. Kennedy infected most of the show today. Salt is out. Annie is out. We had a brand new What Did Barrett Say, but with Salt sick, we're going to play a classic one from when my son learned the term marbles and junk. Robert Kraft has been offered a plea bargain. We doubt he's going to take it. I would get a face tattoo if I didn't have to be bald. And Kennedy has watched everything on TV ever.
What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say?
It was kind of an impromptu camp for little kids for lacrosse that our neighbor's son was helping host. And it's an introductory camp, right? You just went for half a day, and it's teaching them the basics about lacrosse.
That would be helpful.
Okay.
And I think Barrett kind of understands the game a little bit.
So you use a stick, and you throw the ball into a net. Somebody tries to block it. But it has a like net at the end, and you pick it up, but you don't use your hands.
How do you score a point?
You try and move around and try and get scores.
Where? By throwing it to the other kids?
No, try and get them into a net.
How many points do you get if it goes in the net?
I think one.
One? Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay, so that's a pretty good explanation of lacrosse. I never played it growing up.
I didn't either. I don't understand it at all, so this is helpful to me as well.
Okay. But one of the things I wanted to talk to him regarding lacrosse is the gear that they wear.
Now, do you wear any equipment?
Like armor on your shoulders.
You wear armor like a knight?
Yeah.
Do you have a sword?
No. My stick is a sword. Yeah, yeah.
That's and not what a about a cup?
A cup for what?
A cup to protect your junk. Have you ever been hit in the junk before?
Nope.
Do you know what junk is?
Nope.
Okay. How about marbles? Do you know what marbles are?
Yeah, they make you slip and fall.
Yeah, there's another kind of marbles, though.
God, I'm so glad I don't have kids. Conversations
and at this point, I'm like, abort, abort.
You're the one that brought it up.
No,
you. Why
but
would you
I thought
that?
He knew. Rightly, I thought he.
They're fine.
Rightly so. You still want to protect him in general. That's
Wait.
Still at a delicate age.
Do you wear those that young in life?
You can, and you probably should. Yeah, I got my first cup around 5 or 6 for baseball, for t-ball.
Maybe we'll talk about a cup some other time, okay?
No, right now.
You want to talk about it right now. Okay, so a cup is used to protect yourself. If you're going to play a sport and you get hit in the head, you wear a helmet, right?
Is that your cup?
No, that's a helmet. But they make cups for your privates. They do. A cup is for your privates.
Private.
Have you ever been hit in your privates before?
No.
You haven't?
No.
It hurts a lot.
One time I got hit with water on my private.
You got hit by water?
In your private? Like when I was in the shower, I sprayed water on my...
Okay, well that's different. That doesn't hurt, does it?
Well, it tickles.
Okay, well, if you get hit with a ball or a stick or...
soccer ball.
Or anything. Anything hits your privates, it hurts a lot.
Why would you get a cup? But what's a cup for?
It's like underwear, but it has hard protection to protect your privates.
Your privates? There's no sense in that.
There's a lot of sense in that because it hurts a lot.
That makes no sense to me.
So maybe when mom gets home, you have to let her know you need what? A helmet?
And a cup for your private.
That's right.
Seemed he opened the door for a completely other conversation, but I guess you can hang on to that one for another day.
Tickles.
Because it tickles.
Wow.
Pretty soon, staying in the shower for hours at a time. Just tickling, Dad! Just tickling!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Salt is out sick. Annie is out sick. Kennedy was out sick and then came back and then contaminated them. So now they're out. Kennedy has pretty much been holed up at her tiny apartment just watching everything on television.
Yeah. So yesterday I started watching what is that new Kurt Sutter show?
I don't know.
It's he's the guy that did
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons.
Yeah.
And it's a swear word. Can I say it?
No.
A blank executioner.
Okay.
And so I started watching it. And I couldn't get into it. So I started doing Instagram story because I'm all hopped up on the NyQuil, basically saying, I don't know what else to watch because I watched everything. And people started giving me, you know,
suggestions of shows
to which
watch.
I said, you're adorable that you think I haven't seen them yet.
617-931-1234. If you would just call in real quick right now and give Kennedy a suggestion of a show. And here's what I'm going to say. I don't think you can come up with a show that Kennedy hasn't watched already.
Or isn't going to watch because I think it's stupid.
And I've said this a million times off the air. I don't know that I've ever said this on the air. You watch more television than any person I've ever met in my life. Because anytime I ever mention any show, you say, oh yeah,
well,
I've seen it.
When you live alone and have nobody to talk to, it's just on constantly in the background.
Right.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
It is mind-boggling.
I'm not necessarily sitting in front of it paying attention, but it's always on because
right.
It's lonely.
617-931-1234. Call in, name a show. I bet Kennedy's seen it. What you got?
These are all in my DMs from Heidel's 13. Try Justified. It's different. Seen it. You weren't kidding. Try Amazon Prime. There's good shows. Seen them.
Try Amazon Prime.
And seen them.
Everything on Amazon Prime?
Seen them too. Downton Abbey. Smash. Seen them.
How about Sneaky Pete?
Watch half of it, didn't like it. Dairy
what?
Girls, if you watch it, we can discuss. Seen it, loved it. Brittany says Will and Grace.
Eric, you there? What do you got for Kennedy?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, Making a Murderer.
Seen it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I saw that one too. Mix 104.1, good morning, who is this?
Hey, it's Alice.
What do you got?
Shrill? It just came out this weekend.
It doesn't look interesting to me. Did you watch it?
I watched the first episode, it was really funny.
Okay, I'll watch it then.
Oh, we found one. What was that one called?
It just came out like yesterday. Shrill.
Shrill?
It's with the 80, the actress from Saturday Night Live.
What about the documentary on HBO about that woman that started the...
just came out.
Yeah.
It's on the list, though.
Okay.
I've read literally everything about her. Okay, Chef's Table, seen it.
Yeah, Chef's Table
One Day at
good.
A Time on Netflix, No Desire. Damages, seen it. Last Ship, seen it.
Hold on.
Haunting of Hill House, seen it.
Kat from Weston, what do you have? Hello? What do you got?
Yeah.
Marcella?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a show on Netflix.
What would it be about?
What is it about?
Incredible.
What's it about?
It is about...
You haven't seen it. You're just making stuff up. I don't think that show exists.
Party Down on Stars.
Nice try.
Seen it. Saving
nice
Hope.
Try.
Seen it.
Barbara's from Lowell. What do you got, Barbara?
Working Moms on Netflix. Have you seen it?
All right. I've had three people tell me about this, but
okay.
I hardly work, and I'm not a mom. Will I find it funny?
But it's all about the dynamics of people who are working and people who are not working and go into play groups. It's actually very funny.
Yeah, see, things like this with moms and babies, it isn't for me, but I'll try it. Thank you.
I found a new show on Netflix that I think it is fantastic, and you would really enjoy it. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but essentially it's a story. So there are these five people. They're all young people. They're friends,
uh-huh.
And they hang out in this coffee shop in New York City, and they live across from each other, and there's a set of twins on the show, and she used to be fat, and then there's one who loves this girl, but she doesn't know it. And
they're not twins.
Yeah, there's twins.
Who's twins?
I thought they were twins.
They're not twins.
They're not?
I don't think so.
I think they're twins. Okay, maybe they're not twins. They're siblings. But anyway, so it's called Friends. You should check that show out. It's really good. It's on Netflix.
Umbrella Academy, seen it. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, the Netflix, seen it. Peaky Blinders, seen it. Russian Doll, seen it. Outlander, seen it. I need to get out of the house. I need to get out of the house.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Do you remember a few weeks ago when a man was stuck in his car during a snowstorm and managed to survive on just a few packets of Taco Bell hot sauce for 5 days? Do you remember when I gave you that story?
I do.
Well, I keep Taco Bell hot sauce in my Google News search feed. just in case anything ever happens.
Of course you do.
I like to keep up on Taco Bell hot sauce.
I like Bear Grylls.
I do like hot sauce. What can I say? Well, it looks like the chain's famous sauce has saved another life, Kennedy.
Okay.
According to a statement on the Winter Haven Police Department's Facebook page, this is down in Florida, it's outside of Orlando, 77-year-old Emmanuel Akawua and his wife were parked in the parking lot of a Taco Bell there in Winter Haven.
Okay.
They were getting ready to leave when an awful accident occurred. He says he put the car in reverse and then backed in to drive, at which point the car went nuts. It went over the curb and it crashed into the restaurant, stopping about 10 feet inside the restaurant. So how did Taco Bell hot sauce save a life here, Kennedy?
How did they save a life?
Well, another customer had been in the exact spot of the crash, but luckily had decided to get up for more hot sauce 2 seconds before the car crashed through the building.
Okay, I feel like you led me astray.
I was waiting for something else as well.
I feel like we got button-hooked there.
Thankfully, no one was injured, but the building was significantly damaged, as you would expect. Mm-hmm. Listen to this, Kennedy. Jamie Brown, a Winter Haven police spokesperson, said, and I quote, "This was a serious crash. The airbags deployed. The building caved in. The man who got up to get more hot sauce could have sustained a devastating injury or even death." There it is. He saved a life.
Okay.
Getting up and getting his hot sauce.
What else can that Taco Bell fire sauce do?
It can do whatever
it
wants.
Could it cauterize a wound? How far does this go?
That's actually not a bad idea.
It might.
Do you keep any sauces in your purse or in your car?
I have mild sauce from Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure in the center console of my car.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have a drawer full of it at home, and I know that there's two in my nightstand. Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess, there's probably a McDonald's sweet and sour sauce kicking around in my console somewhere.
My wife keeps a bottle of Cholula in her purse.
Yeah, you need it.
And it's a big bottle, not the travel size. Mm-hmm. And she keeps Chick-fil-A sauce in her purse.
What is it about the Taco Bell sauce? Because I don't eat spicy food, so I don't even go to Taco Bell. What is it about this sauce that has people squirrel it away?
The mild sauce is not so spicy. It actually adds delicious flavor to your food. And I will also say that whenever I go to Arby's, there's always a horsey sauce in my purse. Because you can't get there very often.
All right. Taco Bell hot sauce saves lives, people. Just remember that.
We're idiots.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you've not heard the story on Robert Kraft and what is now being offered by the folks in Florida, the district attorney, is they'll say to him, we will let you walk away with a little bit of punishment. It won't go to trial. You just have to say you're guilty and do a few other things.
It's called a plea bargain.
Exactly. So that's what they've offered.
It's called a deal.
So the deal that they've offered him is he'll get a $10,000 fine that he has to pay for court costs and all that sort of thing. Okay. He'll have to do some community service 100 hours, which I've done community service in Florida. It's picking up trash on the side of the street, you know, that sort of thing.
Again, would pay money to see that.
Yeah. And I would imagine because he's a celebrity, his community service would be different than like what I had.
And it shouldn't be. I want to see him on the side of the road.
But that's not what it would be. It would be, you know, he would serve it somewhere in an office, you know, like at the probation office.
I don't know. Or
he's not going to be out there cleaning up roadkill in his Air Maxes.
Right.
I don't know why not.
Also, he would have to submit to an STD test and take a class on the dangers of prostitution. So that's what they've offered him. All he has to do is come out and say, yes, I'm guilty. They won't press, or they won't take it to court, and it'll be done with.
Yep.
Which they're saying is zero chance will happen.
No way it's going to happen.
Right.
He has $4 billion. He has enough to fight the case.
All right, so you contend that they'll take this to court. And when they take it to court, they're going to have to use those videos as evidence.
Right.
And so everyone, be it just a judicial review thing or a jury of his peers, will have to watch him and his man parts and these young women and the exchange of money.
That's exactly
and the hug at
happen.
The end, which I just don't ever want to see.
Kennedy, think about when was the... Can you name a time when the Patriots like took a deal for anything that's happened with the franchise?
Honestly, I don't know. There might be stuff we don't know anything about.
Fought Deflategate to the end.
Right.
Fought Spygate to the end.
Yep.
Yeah, we die with the lie up here, for sure.
All right, well, here's my question.
Producer Dan.
Now, while there are people who said, yes, I deflated that ball in that bathroom, there was never really...
No, they took it... I think it went to the Supreme Court, right?
I understand all of this, but I totally did.
The highest judicial
Ruth Bader Ginsburg ruled on it.
I think she did.
But
But there wasn't evidence like there is here. They have him on tape doing
They
stuff.
Had text messages from a dude calling himself the deflator. Don't you remember that? Do you remember that?
Okay. What about...
He wouldn't give up his phone. Well, he was Jesse Smollett.
Either.
Well, I know, let's not go crazy.
Yeah, let's not do that. He was a nice man who thought he was doing Tom Brady a solid in a bathroom. It doesn't sound like Tom Brady.
No, that sounds like a, more like a Robert Kraft story.
To go off on a tangent, when I sang the national anthem there once, they walk you in that hallway, and the guy walking me's like, you know, that's the bathroom where they said they deflated the balls.
Oh, really? When they give you the tour?
Swear to God, I have that's a picture of
it. It's like a museum exhibit. This is the urinal he did it in.
Yeah. So the story that I'm hearing is that he absolutely will not take the deal, that he will fight this in a court of law. So that'll be interesting to watch.
I don't know.
I really don't know. And they offered the same deal to like 20 or 30 of the other dudes.
Everybody gets this because honestly, they don't want to go to court for all this because why?
The one other thing, though, you have to remember is if he admits guilt, if he takes the plea deal that Florida offers him, that means the NFL can hit him harder because they're going to go, see, you pleaded guilty.
He doesn't care. Who cares? It's just money.
Well, yeah, but if he gets suspended for a year, are they trying to take away the team
They can't take away the team. B, if he's gone for a year, Jonathan will do just fine.
You know the funniest part of this that I think is getting slept on is he has to take, if he admits his guilt, he has to take a mandatory SDD class.
Right.
Imagine showing up Saturday morning and Robert Kraft is next to you in adult health class.
And if you're engaging in that behavior, you should be getting one every 3 months anyway, just saying.
Hi, my name is Robert. They make you stand up, you know, when, like when you're in driving school.
When's the last time you guys got an STD test? That's not even good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I did read this funny story, Kennedy, in Men's Health about guys and goatees and facial hair and real hair and balding and facial tattoos and how there's correlation between all of them. Essentially, what they're saying is that dudes would give up facial hair and even go as far as to getting a facial tattoo if to give up being bald, like to get real hair.
That's just stupid. At this point, why do you care?
Because you do.
You look great, though, Carson.
I'm not saying that I don't look great, but there's something to be said for having a full head of hair.
Don't say that I'm attractive.
I'm not saying I'm not fabulous.
Right. I mean, producer Dan is getting ready to go through this.
I'm nervous about it.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Bosley is already courting me like I'm a pretty girl and it's closing time at the bar.
Don't give them a shout out yet until you get the deal done. You keep all that under your hat and whoever.
I'm trying to keep something else under my hat. The
I
hair.
Know,
so
but
does
I'm
it
just
really
saying,
like?
Yeah.
I know that, you know, as a woman, you hair defines you.
Right.
When I cut all my hair off that one time for the marathon, like it was a frightening
that's
moment.
That's when I shaved my head.
And that's
that
when you
time.
Shaved your head. And,
yeah, of course.
But have you not, again, I think you look great with no hair. I almost think you look better with no hair.
Yeah.
And, but it's still to every day. Is it something that you're just like, I want?
Yeah,
I
no, want absolutely. My it's every day hair. I think about
There's
it.
There's a confidence issue attached to it.
Yeah, you
sure.
have to shave. I feel like I... like.
But men are accepted as being without hair. Like women, on the other hand, it's a completely different...
I will admit that I sometimes wear a hat to look younger.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I like that. Because I know I kind of have a young face anyway. So if I wear a hat and cover up the bald head, like I'll look even a little bit younger than normal. And I definitely
you
do that on
first.
No,
sir.
I'm not saying. I know I'm fine.
Fine.
Dan, how old are you?
I will be 30 this year.
And you're already concerned about such things.
Well, I mean, it's already happening. I don't really have a choice.
I have Michelle from Peabody, who apparently has a very funny story about a toupee. What do you have for us, Michelle?
We were at a restaurant one time, and the waiter had a toupee, and he dropped a fork, and so he bent down to pick it up. And his toupee fell in my suit. So we ended up getting free soup for the day.
That is so nasty.
Just free soup? That is like at least a free entree if your whole dome falls in your minestrone.
That's like a television show from the early 80s, in my opinion. Do you know what I mean?
I would never go as far as getting a toupee, though. I mean, I would get a facial tattoo if I could have hair again.
You would get a full, would you go Mike Tyson to get hair again?
Yep. Yep.
People would stop looking at your hair though, and they'd look at your face.
You gave me Bon Jovi hair. Oh,
they wouldn't look at your hair.
I don't even want 80s Bon Jovi. I want 2010s Bon Jovi.
You'd be looking at your face, going, "Why does that old man have a tattoo on his face?"
Yes, but look at run your fingers through my hair, Kennedy. No.
I could just imagine Carson twirling his hair in his finger while he's talking to you.
I honestly don't care. Hair on the head is not even on a top 10 list for me. I don't care.
Really?
No.
Yeah, when you don't have any, you might think.
Yeah, that's easy to say.
No, but as a woman looking at a man, I don't think any differently of you if you have hair or don't have hair.
Julie is from Haverhill. What do you got for us, Julie?
my principal in high school, think of Albert Einstein, but with hair on the top of his head. And it's like, it's one of those things where, like, he would be walking down the hallway and he'd, like, use his fingers like a rock star would. Like, he'd run his fingers through his hair and he'd flip it back. But he's, like, I'm going to say he's, like, 60 or 70. I don't know how he still has hair on the top of his head, but he does. And he works that thing. Like I said, imagine Albert Einstein with a comb over, and that's what it looks like.
That's what Salt's hair is like. His hair is amazing. I would totally, yes, I'd be running my fingers through it all the time. I'd be a dead sexy radio guy.
No.
Okay.
I mean, owning it is half the battle, I guess, going back to the Albert Einstein principle.
I think you look great.
Oh, thank you, Kennedy.
I think you should get a face tattoo anyways.
That's not what I was looking for. I wasn't looking for a compliment.
And I know that you weren't. I'm just trying to.
I would get a face tattoo if I could have a full head of hair.
I'm going to get a hair transplant before I go bald. How's that? Mm.
I tried. Yeah. They're like, you're way past that process.
The point of no return is way back there.
Yeah, there's like, nope.
Here is a Bic. Good
there
luck.
Is nothing left to harvest in that soil.
I wish you well, sir.
That's what they told me. There's nothing left to harvest in that soil.
Oh.
I know. It's kind
of
sad.
Barren wasteland of hair follicles.
Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.